Well, as a middle-aged male psychologist, I have one more word for this show. Just one.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Would anyone at home like to wage a guess? It's poop.
I'm turning you down. You're off. Thanks for tuning in there, bud. Nate's knocking on the window. Nate, shoo, Nate. No, don't shoo. Come back. He actually listened to me. Yeah, why don't you stick around and listen to Andromeda by Nate? Can he get in here? I like doing the mic still on live transition. But we do have to play the PSAs. Shout out to our production manager. Nate, get in here. Get in here before the clock ticks. Why don't you say what's up? Come to the main mic. I'm staying on with you, right?
Do you want to? You should. You could just watch your Melee tournament while we sit here.
You're right.
And I talk about it.
That sounds like a great thing to do.
Because I've been hearing the last part.
All right. Shh. We have to play the PSAs, Nate. You know what to do. Thank you for tuning in to Airbuds. Stick around for Andromeda. This was Joe, a.k.a. Slumdog, a.k.a. Mr. Gloria, a.k.a. DJ Slumdog, a.k.a. Joey Glownuts, signing out. Thank you.
Unattainable goal. A wish is hope. Hope for a better, beautiful future. Hope for a brighter tomorrow. A wish is strength. The strength to fight and overcome. A wish is a way for kids to see themselves in a different light. A wish can help save a child's life. Because where there's a wish, there's a way. Donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation today and help turn a child's wish into reality.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONI Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 29th, the Office of Student Experience is hosting their XOXO Red Dragons event, where you could drop by and take a moment to write a letter home to your family, friends, or supporters. This event will be happening from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Hunt Union Lobby. On Thursday, April 30th, the annual Juried Student Show will have its reception in the Martin Muller Gallery in Fine Arts. Check out over 90 pieces of work by over 70 students highlighting different themes and mediums from over the academic year. The reception will be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but the gallery will be open until May 2nd. Also on Thursday, the Gender and Sexuality Resource Center will be hosting a Paint and Sip with Pride event happening from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. in the Leather Stocking Room in Hunt Union. Spots are limited, so RSVP to the event to guarantee your spot. Also on Thursday, Mask and Hammer presents the first showing of A Day in Hollywood, A Night in Ukraine at 7:30 p.m., with subsequent showings on Friday and Saturday also at 7:30 p.m. at the Goodrich Theater in Fine Arts. Tickets are available online or at the ticket booth in Fine Arts. On Friday, May 1st, the Gender Equality and Rights Society will be hosting their Plant Your Pot event in the President's Garden from 1 to 2 p.m., where students can go and plant seeds to take home and let grow. Also on Friday, WONI will be hosting our executive board elections happening at 3 p.m. in IRC4. And on Saturday, May 2nd, the O-Fest Fair for 2026 begins at 1 p.m. in the Quad, with the O-Fest concert happening at 7 p.m. in the Dewar Arena. This has been your WONI Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everybody. Keep it locked.
Yo, yo, yo. What's going on, everybody? This is DJ Wero, and I would like to introduce you guys to the fourth ever airing of Andromeda. And today, I think I'm going to switch it up as opposed to what it was last week. Last week, I played more music. I think this time we're going to do more talk. Do a little bit of music here and there, because it's hard to yap for an hour. It's hard for people to like anybody yapping for an hour, if I'm going to be honest. But some people are good at it. Some people are better than others. It's an acquired skill. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Matter of fact, Jay, You look like you're on mic 3 right now.
I'm on mic 2. I should be on mic 2. Someone completely, like,
made a tangle of these mics. Oh, and you can hear me now. Could you turn down the headphones a bit, if you don't mind? Also, I'm going to be sitting pretty. I was enjoying Henry was sitting real far away from the mic, and it was adding some nice acoustics to it, so I'm doing the same. You might need to turn me up a little bit more than usual, but it sounds good. It sounds good right now.
That's what I'm saying. H-E double hockey stick, yeah.
Definitely turn. Got to turn the headphones down a bit, though. Spit lab for me. Yeah, so I just had a show, did I not? And now I'm in Henry's seat. If you were tuned in, Henry was on here. But now I'm sitting where he was sitting, and the crayons are in front of me, and the markers are in front of me, and that's what I'm going to do while I watch my Melee tournament. Like a true child.
Yeah, yeah.
So it'll be fun.
All right. Joe, enjoy your Smash tournament, Joe.
I mean, I'll be here. I got a hot mic on, do I not?
Yeah. Yeah, shout out Joe. He's so genuine. Matter of fact, Jay, what do you say? You thinking what I'm thinking, Jay? Weapons, Jay.
Oh, you want to play the song? Is it clean?
No.
I didn't know you made the song clean. That's pretty tough, Nate.
Joe, were you not listening? You're actually chutting out big time right now.
Maybe I'm very fake. But if it's clean, play it. I'd love to hear that on the radio.
Oh, now would you? All right, let's start it off. I said we weren't going to do too much talking, or too much music. I'm going to do a lot of talking, but, you know, can never pass up the chance for a good old Nine Lives Bandido song. When you come to me, better come rob. I don't even know you, why you come rob. But you're spinning like a helicopter. Got a sick, now she need a doc. Around, and she gonna need a doc. Gotta ask the homie where you put the grind. Don't you tell me, homie, hit the grind. I'm like, holy, where's this fucking grind? Homie asking, do we got ourselves a problem? I don't know, you gonna let me hit the box, mom. I know I've been talking all that rob. We spoke flash, and we holla glob. Me down as if I was pasta. This ain't Olive Garden, baby, no pasta. Wanna play Among Us on the third imposter. She acting, she should go and win an Oscar. She acting, I'ma leave her at the altar. Queen, that's what I called. Cut off on my plug, she hit me a quarter like, damn, I'm just tryna pack the grinder. Goddamn, I'm just tryna find the grinder. Goddamn, I can't find this f***ing grinder. Holy shit, I gotta find this f***ing grinder. It's also like grinding, now I gotta find it. Now I gotta kick it inside my roster. Need a quarter zip, turn to a monster. Sipping Joe, you up, snapping this and I gotta go. I'm fuck with people talking down. I got a cutter like Holy Mount. Talk out your neck, talk out your mouth. If you tryna scrap, then I'm ready down. I'm eating that Taco Bell combo. Come to the side, not the front though. You just a base and you trying though. And I'm kicking like I'm Ronda. Cause GLO, I'm in the O. I'm with Nine Lives, Bancy Dog. I'm a rope with all my bros. Shout out to everybody on the O. Yeah, shout out Joe, he's so genuine. Oh, genuine, then it's 420, I need a gas. Need to hit the plug, I need a 3-5. When I caught the Q, shout out T-Grind. I'm big chillin', playing Pokemon. Gotta get like Dumpy, gotta keep grind. I recorded this when I lost the grind. Now look at me, man, I found the grinder. Huh?
Cause the paper is my cash cow. If you be asking for the money, my city, I'm keep proud. Had to show him cause he knows that all the ladies from me. No trashing, girl, he's got my vibe. She gave me brain in return, I'm giving 80 miles. Yeah, because from a lot of things, don't wanna stop until the rhythm's popping. No amount of money buying me, so I love me. Don't wanna be on stage because I'm too cocky. Cause I'm a real flipping crash out. If we ain't got ourselves an issue, what you mad about? No second guesses, get the trap and I'm in no doubt. I'll grab the knuckles like I'm clear to make a tap out. There's no problem, moving with your little friend. As long as people know they're with the king, man.
Ah. Don't you just love to hear it, Jay?
My iPhone?
Yep. Now you are.
Yeah.
That's my bad.
Pretty good stuff, Nate. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, so, Joe, to end off your show, or to pretty much go off of your show, you know, you ended off talking about O-Fest and stuff, and...
Yeah.
You know, not to boast or anything, but... I did play a big part in that. I did work.
A big part.
I was stage crew. I helped set up both the getting everything set up and taking everything down and letting the companies do their thing. And Bill Harklerode, the guy behind it, or the guy in charge, he put it, the way he said it was really nice. It just, like, it made me feel good about myself. Pause. But, Bill, the way he put it, it was like, you know, you guys made 3,500 people. 3,500 people had a good time because of you guys. And that meant a lot to me because I ended up pulling up to the show and I just stood in the back while I was watching Zara perform her last couple of songs, and everybody was just going nuts. But it's a concert. I mean, you know, it's the type of stuff you'd expect. I've only been to one concert in my life besides that one, you know, besides the O-Fest concerts. Like, I've only been to a Post Malone concert once. I'm not really a concert goer, but I'll never turn down a concert if it's an artist who's got a good discography. And Zara Larsson, I think that, you know, it's not stuff that I'm going to listen to day to day, but she has good stuff. You know, she's obviously a very good radio-friendly artist, very good for the radio. I used to hear her all the time on the radio. And I think if you don't have at least one song from Zara Larsson that you can at least be like, you know what, this sounds good and I appreciate this, then you're just not tapped in on music. What the H-E double hockey stick are you doing with this sugar honey iced tea? You know what I'm saying?
I've never heard sugar honey iced tea. That's a good one.
I was talking to Elgoy about it. We were talking about it. He actually put me on the H-E double hockey stick. I like that.
You never heard that?
I probably have, but
that's an
oldie. Now I'm gonna use it because this is a good time for me to use it.
I guess so. Yeah, it would be.
Don't want to spam it though, Joe. You don't want to spam anything.
No,
it's negative aura. But I actually pulled up this 2Tony beat. You know, I want to talk about the fact that I've just been so busy this week. You know, not just O-Fest, but schoolwork. You know, you got to put the schoolwork over the music at the end of the day. And it's just been so hectic. And I haven't really made any new music. You know, the first song we played, Lost Grinder Freestyle, I released that 14 days ago. Or something like it, 2 weeks ago. And I just want to be on top of my game. I want to do so much stuff with music this summer. I am so worthless and pathetic if I don't do what I want to do. If I don't have a studio album ready by the end of August, by the time we go back up. I better have some sort of subscription with the distributor, and I better have my music out on all platforms, and I better have a 9-song studio album. I just hit up Mitch. I hit him up yesterday, but he got back to me earlier today. Let me pull up my phone. Aww, Jay, my phone's on 9%.
Are you going to charge it?
When I get back, I will. But you know what that means? 9%, 9 Lives Bancito. Let's play this 2-Tony beat that I just pulled up. I want to hop on this beat.
You're going to play it? Okay.
I really like this beat, actually. And I think you're going to like it, too. He just posted this. He posted it a day ago. A little less than a day ago. Yesterday at night. So, let's play it. What is it called? It's called Plastic, but in between the I and the C is a D. It's PLASTIDC. 156 BPM MP3. Not a WAV file, because 2-Tony's too chuff for a WAV file. You know that, Joe. But let's pull it up. It's only a minute 38. Yeah. So, let's hit it. What did you think, Joe? That was so chuff. I think I just chiseled.
It was crazier than I thought it was going to be.
But that's the type of stuff that I like. Because he posted a lot of stuff this weekend. He posted 4 beats. This guy is just a beat-making machine. No music theory. And he just does it. And, you know, to glaze him even more, he's always dripped out. I never met the guy, but I already know he's always dripped out.
You didn't get to meet him yesterday?
Oh, my God, right. He was in Oneonta for O-Fest. So, our buddy Dez, who you guys know, he's been on Joe's show before. But Dez, oh my God, his friends from New Paltz pulled up. He had DC, he had Rye, and then he had, who else? It was 2-Tony, yeah. And 2-Tony pulled up with his girl, right? Because his girl's
a big... Rye came with his girlfriend.
Oh, right.
Shout out to all three of them, like...
Yeah, shout out to Dez Dubious, and shout out to his friends. Very genuine peeps.
Yeah, Rye... Tony's a funny guy. If very genuine. DC, also a very funny guy, super genuine. And then Rye is just, like, actually the nicest dude I've ever met. And he was funny, too. Like,
doesn't I love Dez you, Rye, if you can hear this. Doesn't Dez and Rye have a pretty friendly song that maybe we can check out?
I'd assume not. And they have only have two together, right?
Hold on. Okay, I know all this BS in my brain. I can't let it. I know we can't do that, but hold on. I actually got my proper pulled up. You know what I'm talking about, Joe. I came proper today. Because, you know, I don't always come proper. But
no.
Another thing about me is that I do not make the same mistakes twice. But let's go. We are on my thing. Let's look at Dubious D. I'm trying to remember the name of it. Which one is it? Is it the Woods album or is it the... No, yeah, it's got to be Woods, right? He's got Let It Go. No. You know what we can play? We could play Back Door. And then what's the other song? Oh, it's a Side Door, right? Oh my God, why am I so dumb for forgetting that? Oh no, I'm sorry, Side... I'm actually dumb. Side Door is the one with Henny D. It's up, bro. I'm actually...
You're thinking of Baddest Guy.
Hold on. I'm actually going through this guy's entire discography. Yes, Baddest Guy. Yeah, we can't do Baddest Guy, but you know what we can do? Because it is confirmed. Chuff and, you know, mop the floors. We could play Back Door. And I think this is an underrated song. I don't think it's Let It Go, but at the same time, it still needs to be appreciated. So you know what? Let's take a little break from the yapping and let's show Dez and Rye some appreciation because they're two very genuine folks. And I love local music. And when you're talking about 4K FM, I just love 4K FM music, you know, flash money music for your soul, all that nonsense. So let's get to it. Here is Back Door by Dez and Rye.
You know what I was like during my glory days, do you?
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Oh, man. Some good old-fashioned Dez.
Damn, they put the old tag on that one.
Yeah. This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
That's, like, the oldest tag that we have, I think.
Really?
Yeah, that was the old, that was the old, like, this is the main smokehouse tag is, like, this station is now the, it was that one. It's from Family Guy.
I really like that because.
Yeah, it's a good tag.
No. Joe, are you kidding me?
What?
It's from Star Wars.
No, it's from Family Guy,
no,
though.
No, it's originally from Star Wars.
The tag is from Family Guy.
It's from Star Wars, The Empire Strikes Back, when I forget his name because he's not important. I'm pretty sure Vader killed him, force-choked him.
But the tag is from Family Guy.
No. Is Family Guy as old as The Empire Strikes Back?
No. I'm saying the sound clip is from Family Guy.
Oh, the one you used is the one they repeated in Family
Guy. Yeah.
Okay, honestly, that might be tougher than the original guy who said it, but yeah. Okay, my bad, Joe. A little mix up there.
You're good.
But
I'm surprised that, what was I going to say? You know what's pissing me off right now? I'm getting 5-minute long ads on Twitch.
Oh, man.
Just every, like, 15 minutes, I'm getting 5-minute long ads. Oh, what is wrong with this website? It's completely fallen. Every time you click on a stream, you need to sit through a minute of ads just to see what the streamer is doing. And it's like, who even watches streams anymore? I'm never on Twitch. And they give me a horrible time anytime I am on it.
Oh, I know what you're saying. I mean, I don't go on Twitch, but honestly, you know, I think that's something that a lot of people can say. Yeah, no, just why? 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 What? What, you pocket watching me right now? Huh?
Who's pocket watching you?
I don't know.
You're tweaking.
I don't know. Yeah, I might be schizo. I don't know. I think somebody's pocket watch. I don't know. It might be the Latin jazz. You know, that's what I love so much about Cuphead, is that a lot of the music for the bosses is like Latin jazz music.
It's good boss fight music.
Get it a little. This is the theme for, let me say his name right. It's Cagney Carnation. Yeah. It's the last boss of Isle 1, the flower. I had a really hard time going against him when I had to. Because all the Isle 1 bosses are easy, but Cagney was the one who really put up, like, good resistance. Like, Hildeberg, I beat her. I beat Goopy. I beat the Botanic Panic, the Root Pack. And then I beat, Ribby and Croaks easy. But Cagney, it took me a good 15 to 20 tries. And then I haven't gotten A-plus tier, but I got A tier on it, I'm pretty sure, because I lost 1 HP, which is ridiculous. We'll have to go back to that, but I got way too much better stuff to be doing than playing Cuphead right now, honestly. But shout out Cuphead, shout out to this soundtrack. This is Cagney Carnation, and screw Cagney Carnation. I put that chump in the dirt, cuh. You know what I'm saying, Jay? Weapons Jay?
Yeah.
This kid is drawing. I don't know if he's drawing or watching the Smash tournament, but
I still have ads going, by the way.
Oh.
It just ended. But it pissed me off the first time because I had ads going while a game was happening. It was like game 2, ads just started playing. I was like, okay. And then I peep and they're 4 minutes long. What's up with that?
Wow. That's just ridiculous, Joe. What are you going to do about it, huh?
I'm going to go to Twitch and you know what I'm going to do at Twitch.
Uh-oh, Joe.
You're going to feel my wrath.
Uh-oh. That sounds like a threat, Joe. I like how the music's intensifying. It's getting to like the... Heck yeah. H-E double hockey stick, yeah. I like this sugar honey iced tea. Know what I'm saying? This kid always knows what I'm saying. Good boy.
Pretty much.
We got so many options, though. There's so many good themes. Like, okay, I'm looking. I've already played Fiery Frolic. I don't know who that is from. But I have played Fiery Frolic, Pyramid Peril, which I know that's Jimmy the Great, and then Railroad Wrath, which is my favorite boss, the Phantom Express. You know which one is really underrated, though? I like the one for the Queen Honeybottoms, whatever her face is. The Honeycomb Herald. Let's get that going. I actually want to make this one a little louder.
Damn, you love your Cuphead.
Bro, it's just such good... It's like such good background music. I'm glazing this. Because come on, man. This is just... I can study, I can do a test listening. I don't even care. I could be taking the state exam in fourth grade. You play this music, I'm locked in. Because usually when I start hearing things, you know, I like silence in the room when I'm... I like silence in the room when I'm trying to take a test, but at the same time, it's just... This music just gets me so locked in. This is Honeycomb Herald. I like the name of it, too. All the names of the, like, the levels are really fire. Like Railroad Wrath. Some good old nostalgic 1930s stuff. All this is based off of 1930s cartoons, too. You know, you're gonna have a lot of Walt Disney stuff in there, but, you know, could also mix it up, get a lot of other stuff going. I don't know what else there was in the 30s. I mean, everybody was depressed in the 30s, am I right? But
you could say they were greatly depressed in the 30s.
Now you're spitting wisdom. I like that. Why can't this pop up? I don't even know. But Honeycomb Herald, I like it, Jay. I like it so much, matter of fact, that I think I'm just gonna silence us out and just let this one play out. I feel like this can get us in a good, like, Sunday night type of mood. So let's just make this louder and tune us out. We'll let this one play on. Oh, wow, that's it. Oh, man. That was a good one. Joe, I'm just feeling like I'm in a Herald right now. Nah, I'm just kidding. I'm actually feeling really locked in. But when I go back, I'll still have some schoolwork to do, unfortunately. So I have to get that out of the way. It's always fun. I got a project to present tomorrow at 9 a.m. and I have a final to take at 5 p.m. And then I have saxophone at 4 and I have to take my saxophone final on Wednesday at 4:30.
You got a full plate.
So chuff. I want to get one more background track. That one was just so underrated. Like, we just had to let that one play out. So good. I remember The Fight Against the Devil was a pretty good soundtrack, but Joe, let's do Junkyard Jive. Let's do my personal favorite. Let's do Dr. Cal. All right. Hold on. I'm gonna get Dr. Cal going. I'm familiar with all of these ones, but this one, I just really like this boss fight. Like, this boss fight is, it's notorious for being one of the hardest bosses, but I think it also has just a fire soundtrack because I'm biased. I'm based and biased, and I just really like this stuff. I'm gonna glaze this stuff. And then while it's playing, you would get, like, the robot beat. You know, it always reminded me of the Iron Giant. And the Iron Giant, it's just, like, it's a good movie. Joe, have you ever watched that movie?
What?
The Iron Giant?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, it's a good...
I've seen the movie Robots. Is it similar to that?
No. It's about a kid who befriends... Robots is the one...
Robots sucks.
Is it about battle robots, or is it about the one where it's, like, just everybody's a robot, like the B-movie? Or am I tripping? Is it a Disney movie? I think The Iron Giant was a Pixar movie, I'm pretty sure. But anyway, Dr. Cal's robot, he really puts Belt to behind, and he gives everybody a hard time. He's an aisle 3 boss, and, you know, apparently he's harder than the devil. A lot of people have a harder time fighting Dr. Cal's robot than the devil and King Dice. Just funny. I have not gotten up to them yet, but I've watched so many videos, and I'm like, I'm gonna be ready. I'm currently on aisle 3, but I have not gotten up to Dr. Cal yet, so... But like I said, man, can't be focusing too much on the Cuphead. I got a long day ahead of me tomorrow. So that's just going to be fun. Joe, it's just going to be, like, all fun until it's not. But you know what? I'm sick of yapping. I don't want to talk no more. Joe, do you want to talk? Doesn't look like you want to talk at all. You look like a bum right now.
I am locked in because Moki and J-Mook are playing for 5th right now. And I'm locked in on watching my Smash tournament. Sorry, Nate.
You know, those are
I am being a bum.
Shout out to J-Mook. You know, he's actually from Binghamton or the surrounding area. And he is the best Sheik player in the world. So it's nice that New York has the best something. That's just another one of the best somethings that we can add to our very long list. Like best bagels, best pizza, best subway system in the U.S. Not the best subway system in the world, though. There's probably better. I took the tube in London once, And then, honestly, the tube is really clean. It feels safe. It's very smooth sailing. It's not like bumpy tracks. It's also, it's faster. Not by a lot, but it's a little bit faster. I don't know if they're going longer distances, but it doesn't feel like it, because honestly, it's just you could tell that you're going faster on the tube than you're going on the New York City trains. And I don't know, we just got a lot of good everything. We got a lot of good everything. We invented rap music. Put some respect on our name. But I don't want to talk anymore. I think I want to just let some music play. I played Dez, and I played the White Peepo classics last week. So we know that the underground music, the underground hip-hop is out of the question. There's just no playing that. Unless you want to listen to Dez, because Dez is, matter of fact, a pretty clean guy. Oh, you know what we can talk about, Joe?
What?
We can talk about how Henny D, you know, the guy who was on your show but decided to dip and not stay for mine, he has over 1,100 streams on his song, Fried ASF. Any thoughts on that, Jay? I don't think we've discussed that yet.
That's pretty cool.
That's a very big milestone. As you guys, or if you guys probably didn't know, in order to get paid, at least on Spotify, you need at least 1,000 streams within a 12-month period. And, you know, getting those 1,000 will probably get you like 0.01 of a penny. But he released this song on DistroKid in late June of 25. So it's only been about, it hasn't been even 11 months, and he already has 1,103. I don't know how he's doing on other platforms, but Henry and Dez, because it's a Dez Weep song. Not technically, but it technically is, technically isn't, if you know what I'm saying, if you're tapped in, then, you know, this song is just, it's a very big accomplishment, and I think that the two of them should be very proud of themselves. It's very nice. We're starting to fix up the, what is it called? I'm blanking on the word, but pretty much, you know, what our song, like who our songs get recommended to, because, you know, the platforms curate all these things towards, you know, similar types of music. So that's how they get recommendations for people. But we used to get, Joe, what was the genre that we were getting recommended with Bat?
It's like a fake genre. It's what Spotify likes to call glitchcore and what SoundCloud likes to call glitchcore. Like glitchcore, that's a fake genre. It's a fake genre invented for liberals. It's fake. Just like how country rap is a fake genre for conservatives. It's actually the exact same thing, but flipped with glitchcore. Because I bet there are people out there who are like, I'm going to try and make glitchcore. It's like, no, you're just fake. You're fake.
I'm not a fan of it.
But now we're getting recommended with underground rappers, which is just great for us.
Yeah, people like Xavier So Based, people like, dare I say, Acid Soldier. You know, those are artists that we like. And it's just so nice to see because, you know, Dez Weep, incredible album. Unfortunately, none of it is clean. And because Hand Weep is such a naughty boy. Such a naughty boy. I'm looking at his discography right now. I don't really see too much. I mean, oh, we can get Of Course going, but I don't know if I'm a huge fan of that song. I'm sorry, but and I'll keep it a bean when I need to. I'm not like, I'm not gonna glaze every song, but like, there's so many good songs, and you know, we can play only so much of it. Oh, I almost played that glitch core, Joe. You heard that? I almost fumbled with that glitch core. With that Bat 64. Shout out to Bat 64. He really is the breadwinner of our group. Allowed 4KFM to get a couple hundred dollars because he ended up blowing up on this one song, if you look. But I like that they're fixing up the recommendations. You know, we're starting to get recommended with more underground rap and not gay, weird glitchcore. You know what I'm saying? But let's see. I don't want to yap anymore, Joe. How many times am I going to say this? I don't want to yap anymore. I don't know what I want to do. I didn't come in this with the game plan. I'm sorry, Mom. Ooh. But you know what, we can get that going, actually. I really like that song. You know what? You ever hear the song "Take Me in Your Arms" by Lil Susie? Let's get that song going. I really like that song. We'll come back on. I'm gonna let some music play for a little bit. Probably get some water. No water in the stew. No water in the stew. So I'm gonna get some water. We'll let some music play. Nobody call me. At least for like the next 2 minutes. But then you could do whatever. Alright. Let's get this going. I like Lil Susie.
loved you more and more. So you see that it was me you were searching for.
It's 9:55. We're looking pretty good, right? Jay?
Am I on? Am I hot?
You're hot.
Yeah, it's about that time.
Yeah.
You gonna pack it up?
Yeah, I think so. Gotta go back. Gotta finish up this schoolwork. I got a long day ahead of me tomorrow. And I really wanna just get back to making music. I'm just so sick of doing work for business and management because I care so much about stuff like that. But we're going to get out of here. I think that that was a very successful show. And also, it was recorded, right, Joe?
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. My last one wasn't. Joe fumbled. Fumbled the bag. So whatever. But I think we're going to get out of here. It's been a good experience. And also, just to end off, Glitchcore is not gay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Glitchcore is not gay. But you know what it is? You know what it is, Joe?
What?
I think it's Diddy Epstein. So.
All right.
We'll end
Pack
on
it
that.
Up, Nate.
We'll end on that. Peace out, guys. This was the fourth airing of Andromeda. Hope everybody enjoys. And see you guys next week in the last show of the semester. Yeah.
Take no prisoners for me. I'm told you're elevating. Drinks go straight to my knees. I'm sold. I'm going on clean.
Hey, did you hear? The school has a radio.
What you talking about, dearie?
Only 90.9. They play bangers only.
Ah, indubitably.
Only 90.9 FM Oneonta. Keep it locked in, people.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the woods, just outside of town.
Oh, not surprising. You've got your home. Bears have theirs.
Yeah, but see, this wasn't just any bear. This bear was wearing jeans and a hat, as in a Smokey Bear.
Jeans and a hat. That's definitely Smokey. What exactly did he have to say?
Well, we were about to head home, you know, after having a bonfire.
Oh, I can guess where this is going.
Right, right. See, Smokey told me the fire wasn't actually out. He said if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
That's true. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
Wow, no kidding?
I'm a forest ranger. We never